Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf. In this series, we try to share important yesod that can be found, whether in the Rishonim or the Achronim, and on today's Daf, there is a important yesod in Chidushei Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, Perek Dalit, Halacha Yira Aleph, and Hilcha Sukkah. And it goes as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Rav, Tela Meslakit, Asara, Mitoich Arba, Vezorak V'nochal Gabov Chayiv. You have this incline that's found in the Rishus HaRabim that slowly rises up to 10 tefachim within 4 amis, and a person throws something and it lands on top of this tail, he's chayiv. Now, at what point, where on this incline are you chayiv? Rashi seems to be mashma, and this is how the mashal understands Rashi, that only once you get to the top of the yud tefachim, that's when you're going to be chayiv. Because Rashi says that this medroid is going and it slowly inclines ma'at ma'at acha magbia mitoch yur mitoch dal ramis hariyo kilu zakov kuloi v'havi rishus hayachir b'makayim goyvay. The rishus hayachir is at the place that it reaches its height. Then v'mzarek rishus harabim v'nachal gabav yichayiv. And the mashal says, is medayik and Rashi, that it seems that you're going to be chayiv only once you get to the peak of this incline. And he says that there's a ramam that's mashma that the whole incline, every part of it, gets a dinner of Rishus HaYachid. And we see there's a third shita, that not only is it enough to get to the top of the peak, you have to get to a flat area. It's not enough just to reach Yud Tefachim. It's not enough just that you have a Tela Meslakit Asari Mitoich Arba. And once you reach that Asari Mitoich Arba, it gets a shame of Rishus HaYachid. You have to have an area which is no longer sloping. However, you really could clear the Ikra Din mechitza of a tail. How does that work? Where's the mechitza? Which part of this tail is the mechitza? Here's where Reb Chaim Halevi in Perek Dalet, Halach Yiralef Halucha Sukkah, says that from the Gemara, our Gemara, Shabbos Daf Kof of Tela Meslakit Asar Matoich Arba, that the Gemara says that if you throw something on top of this tail, you're going to be chayiv. He says the way it works is you have a mechitza of 10. And Reb Chaim says the way this mechitza is created is by being mislakit mikol ha-reichav b'yachad, mikol makim u-makim, miksas goyva shaboy. You're taking a little bit of every single part of this goyva and putting it together. Mishum de kichenhu dina de rishus hayachir, de mitzarfinon mechitza meharbe mekoymis b'yachad. The dina of rishus hayachir is that I could be mitzarif a mechitza from many different places. And his raya is, from the sugya earlier, of Bayesh ain't toicha yur, v'chokak boy lashlimoy lasora, the mitztarfi shteya mechitzois lashvuye rishus hayachir, like the Gemara on Shabbos Dav Zayin. It says here too, I can mitzarif the goyva of the mechitza, that the reichav of dalet together could be mashlim the tenth vachim. And then he says, that's only for the din of the etzim mechitzois. However, for the din of good asik, he says that since every place and every part is a piece on its own, so I don't have any mechitza asara on its own. The way I get a mechitza of asara is by being mitzarev a bunch of small mechitzas together. He says I can't make good asik with that. And Reb Chaim goes on to say his famous yesod that the way Rishus HaYachid works, Rishus HaYachid, the Oyla Adla Rakia, this yesod that we have, that Rishus HaYachid Oyla Adla Rakia, doesn't have to come on to good asik mechitzas. Because he says, look over here, I have a Rishus HaYachid where the tail is being mislakit, and on top of the tail is a Rishus HaYachid, and there's no good asik, because I can't have good asik. The way the mechitza of this Rishus HaYachid is put together, is constituted, I can't make a din of good asik. Must be that the din of Rishus HaYachid, Ela Adar Rukiya, is what he calls a din b'fnei atzmoy, that ha-mechitzois ha-tachtoy ne-shiyesh bohen asara, goydrois es ha-mokim Adar Rukiya, u-mashvulei l'kulei Rishus HaYachid. The mechitzois, the bottom mechitzois, which have asara, which surround and they enclose the area, Adar Rukiya, and they make the whole area into Rishus HaYachid. And he says, Zeu klolo b'mechitzois to kol sheyesh ben shiru da'asara, goydreis es hamokim Adar Rukiya. And he says, a tail can be Rishus HaYachid, Adar Rukiya, even though there's no good asik mechitzta, because mechitzos hachitzoinios of the tail, he says, a goydreis es hamokim Adar Rukiya, and they make it into Rishus HaYachid. And his raya is from our sugya, Shabbos Daf Kuf Amar Aleph, by Tel HaMislakit, Asari Mitoich Arba, V'Zark V'Nachal Gabov Chayiv, even though the mechitza, like we said, of 10, is mislaketes from every bit of Reichav, And he says, like we mentioned, that I can mitzdarif two mechitzes together to make it in the Rishus HaYachid. Must be, I can take two mechitzes or a bunch of mechitzes and put it all together, and that's goyder and encloses a certain area, and that creates a Rishus HaYachid, which is Oyla Adar Rakia. However, the Chazanish says that you can't bring a raya from the bias, because he says that by the bias we see that there's a tziruf even if the two pieces of the mechitza are further than 4 amos apart. Masha'en came by a tail hamislakir, it has to be that it reaches a height of yur mitoich dalet. If it takes longer, it takes more than dalet amis for it to get to the height of yur, then it's not going to be rishus hayachid. And the sugya of bayis has a different understanding, and the Chazanish says you can't compare it to our sugya. Akhupanam, the Chazanish explains and says that the way tail works is that the whole tail is considered the pinei hakosel. It's like the outer wall of a rishus hayachid that's basically lying down. So it's not like Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim says that I have every little piece that goes up as I move up on this medrin is part of a mechitza that's creating one large mechitza. The Chazanish says, no, this is one large mechitza that's basically lying down. And the Chazanish says, he goes so far to say that I look at every part of this mechitza as the outer part of a kosel. And whatever is below yur is like avarishos harabim. Once it gets above yur, then it could be like makom patur. And only once I reach the top and I get to a flat area, then I say that this kosel, which is lying down, is being goyder to the area that's on top. However, according to Reb Chaim, it's very possible that once I get to Yud Tfachim, then my mechitza is complete, and anything above that is going to already have a shame of Rishus HaYachid. Now, I saw in the Sefer Mincha Seril, he wants to say that perhaps, like the Mashal quoted in Rambam, that seemed to hold that the whole area has a din of Rishus HaYachid, even from the bottom, perhaps that's going with the halacha that we had in yesterday's Gemara, that the Gemara said a kavul chomer, that la'acherim oisim mechitza la'atmei le'kolshkein. Once I have this mechitza creating Rishus HaYachid on top, perhaps it itself get a shame of Rishus HaYachid, and therefore, big chiddush, that the whole tale has a din of a Rishus HaYachid. Have a wonderful day.